And again, this is a this was requested, this this topic. We'll talk about, actually, the sugya that just came up in Daf Yomi this week, those are learning it, pasta baba kisnin. Bread that comes in pockets, literally. So what exactly does that mean? So we know, again, not every source will be on your sheets because I didn't get a chance to make a new Mar Makomos packet, but you have most of the sources in front of you. We know there is a definition of lechem in many areas of halacha, and that is not the same definition that's needed for Hilchas Brachos, for the bracha of Hamotzi. So in Parsha Shlach, when it says that Tarimu Truma, that you have to take off Hafrashas Chala when you make a dough, so that is not the same definition. If somebody makes cake, as we know, a lot of cake, then one has to be mafresh chala, right? Because it says the word lechem in the Torah, lechem tarimu truma. When it comes to our discussion of hilchos brachos, so that is not true. Because, as we will see, it has more to do with seuda than with lechem. The Beis Yosef makes this point. It's not on your sheet, but the Beis Yosef is Simin Kuf Samaches, where the Beis Yosef talks about this concept of pasa baba kisnin. He says there are many doughs that might be chayev and certain types of batters. But again, we're not getting having a share in Hafreshes Challah. Maybe we will, Be'ez Hashem. But there's certain types of batters that are chayev and challah, according to a number of Rishonim. But one is not, whether it's the loose batter, right, different types of thicknesses, but you're not going to make hamotzi on something baked with those batters. Why? Says the Beis Yosef. Again, it's summarizing. If you didn't create a meal out of it. We'll talk about that. This area of halacha, of what bracha do you make on a certain item made out of grain, one of the five grains, and dough, is not about the definition of whether it is called lechem by the Torah. Maybe it is called lechem, but you're still not going to make a hamotzi on it. Even though you say hamotzi lechem in haaretz, not every lechem is going to get hamotzi. Ella lo kavu chacham levarich hamotzi b'shalosh brachos afilu b'kizayis ella b'lechem shederach b'nei adam l'kvoa alav. Chazal only instituted that we make hamotzi and shalosh brachos and bench, even if we eat a kizayis of it, only a lechem that we usually have likvoa alav, that we set for a meal, the hainu isa shenilosha b'mayim levad, b'lishus darovis, as we'll get to the definitions. Okay, that's just an important point to start. Kuf samaches. Kuf samaches in Arachayim, in Sif Zayin. Which is the Sif Zayin is the simon that we'll have in the Shulchan Aruch coming up. So that's the Beis Yosef. That's just by way of background. If you want to look in the Emek Bracha, or Parmashik makes the same point on page Nun Tes in the Emek Bracha. I didn't bring that. Okay, so the Gemara tells us in Brachas Membeis Manalef, source number one. This is the source of the topic. Five lines in Shas. And this is where the controversy comes. What bracha do I make on pizza? Comes from this Gemara right here. Rafuna achal tlesa rifti b'nei tlasa b'kava. Rafuna ate a number of loaves. 13 loaves. Below barach. And he didn't say amosi or bench. Amalei Rav Nachman. Adi kafna. Wow, you're eating because you're hungry. Wow, so much. Ella. Kol shachirim kovan alav suda tzorach levarach. If you're eating a lot that most people make into a suda, then you have to wash a bench. Right? One has to be very objective when one focuses on this sugya also, because you know there is that fear that Orthodox Jews have, right? FOB, fear of benching, or fear of washing, really, right? Because you know then right the two fears that I've spoken about, fear of washing and fear of being plagic. Right? The two fears, that one is more common by girls than by boys. Boys don't have that as much. But you know this, so we have to be objective. Even if we don't want to wash on something, if we have to, we have to, as we'll talk about it soon. So Rabbi Yudah Azul Lebrei, he was at a wedding. Asul Kamei Pasul Abekistin. They brought Pasul Abekistin. We don't know what that is yet, but they brought bread in pockets. Kiyasa Shaminu Tukam Avarachi Amotzi. When he saw, he passed by and he saw people making amotzi on it. Amar Lehu, my tzitzi the kashamana. What is this tzitzi? What is this amotzi that I hear? Dilma Amotzi Lechem in Aretz Kam Avarachisu. Are they making amotzi? And Amalei, they said, yeah, we're making amotzi. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, Paslav Akisim, Bavarchan Alav Amotzi. And Shmuel says that we paskin that way. And Mara says, no, maybe we don't paskin that way. We do paskin that way. Line 6, Shaini Hasam, Dekava Su'udasa Alayhu. maybe Pasav Avakistin only gets a Hamotzi if one sets a Suda on them. Again, we'll have to see what that means. Does that mean style of eating? Does that mean amount of eating? Two questions that we'll deal with. Right? That's different. Regular pas, whatever that is, let's say a loaf of bread. Bread, what we call bread, is bread. You have to wash on that. You have to bench on that, even if I'm not koveya su'uda on that. That's bread. That's not the topic of the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about a specific category of bread called pasav avakistin. And that is where the Gemara says it makes a difference whether you're koveya su'uda on it, you have it set as your meal, or not. Aval hecha de lo kava su'udas alayu, lo. But if you're not koveya su'uda on pasav avakistin, then you make a mizonos and an al hamichya. Is al hamichya daraisa? That's a machlokas rishonim. Berachas hamazon is daraisa. Al hamichya is a machlokas rishonim. Lomai nafkamina, what if I don't remember if I said an al hamichya or not? We generally assume the chumrah that you have to say an al hamichya. To be choshesh for those rishonim that say it is a daraisa. Good. So issue number one, how much? How much and who do you go by? Says the Ravid, quoted in a number of Rishonim, the Ravid quoted in the Rosh, quoted in the Rosh, but say, it goes by you. It goes by you. If you eat a certain amount that you're koveya su'uda on, so then you have to wash and bench. And if you eat a lot, but you're not full, so then maybe you wouldn't have to bench and wash. Says the Ravid, it's the second day in the Rosh. Imaya koveya lava vilu mashu. Mabarach lava tchila moti l'basov kimal brachas. That's the Ravid Shita. We generally don't assume like the Ravid. The Rashba and the Rosh both say it goes by the general custom of people. What's the amount that most people eat for a meal? The custom of Rabbeinu Moshe, says the Rosh, Timacherim Einam Kovim. If other people are not Koveya Suda on this, Afilu Kshukoveya, Einam Avarech. Right, you don't. The Basar Robas Azlinan. Let's say I eat very little. I eat very little. I'm going to have... I don't know, let's say a bereka is pasav avakistin. It will be one of the choices. Let's say I eat a bereka, I'm done, I'm full. That's my meal. Most people don't eat a bereka, one bereka, for a meal. Right? So then even if that's my meal, I'm not going to wash on that. According to Rabbeinu Moshe and according to Rabbi Shonen, the basa rova zlina nubat ladaito etzol kol adam. And you go by your das is nullified to everyone else, and that's what the Rashba says also. B'machal kashir shacharim kovna lafsuda, av vishlo ber b'tichlas ha-moti. And it, by the way, says the Rashba, and this is what we paskin, if I ate something that I should be benching on, even if I didn't wash on it, that doesn't change it. Right? I didn't wash and say ha-moti, but I have to bench, because it's still a suda. The benching is not totally on the bracha rishona, but the benching is totally on the eating. The eating causes it. Right. Not for now, but a fascinating question talks about, is it the maisa achila? Is it the digestion? What if somebody eats a huge meal when they're not Jewish? And then they convert. Do they have to bench? Not going to talk about it, because, you know, the maisa achila, or is it by the hanas meyav? You're still having hana. Right? All these interesting discussions that come up. Generally, probably doesn't come up solamaisa. But the Shulchan Aruch says, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, as we know, like the as I just mentioned, the Rashba and the Rosh. Pasav Abakistin, source number four. Kuf Samaches and Arachayim, that's the simon about this. Pasav Abakistin, Mavarech Allah, Borim Ne Mizonos, Allah Rabrachamein Shalosh. Vim Achal Mimenu Shir Shacherim Rechim Lekvoa Alav. If a person eats the amount that most people eat for an entire meal, Afal Pishu Losava Mimenu, Mavarech Allah Hamotzi Uberchas Hamazon. Right, that's it. You have to hamoti and berachas hamazon. And even if you change your mind in the middle, what if my plan was to only eat a little bit, but I couldn't stop? It was so delicious. All right, so then we'll see. We'll talk about later. There are those that have the custom of not washing on less than two slices of pizza. So what if I thought I was only going to eat one, and then I ended up eating three? But I didn't wash. So you still have to bench. Because that's, you know, goes by your eating, as we said before. Does it go by eating? Whether other people do it or you ended up doing. That's what the Shulchan Aruch continues and says. Im achal shir, Im mitchila ibadaito lechol menenu ma'at, ubirich berimini mizonos, v'yachar kach achal shir shachem kovan alav, yivarach lebirich hazamazon, avish lebirich hamotzi tchila. But the other way also, if I ate only a little bit, that others are not koveya suda, so then batla daito, when I don't say amotzi, I don't have to wash. The Bir Halacha does have a suggestion that it could be that there are different populations in the world. Meaning it's not that every person is this one shear for all people. So the Biralacha, what about elderly people? Right? That could be different than somebody who's younger. Nira Barer, says the Mishnah Berurah in the Biralacha. Timu Zakein Onar, teenage boys have their own shear. Right? It could be that they have their own shear. Meaning, what if the natural is 3 to 4 slices is average? You know, that's, you know, that could be different. You know, boys versus girls. You know, older versus... So again, Miralacha says it could be that it goes by the population that you find yourself in. Their type. So that could be an issue. But there's also another important point here in terms of determining the shear. It doesn't just go by flour. It doesn't just go by the grain. Very often, in let's say in a cake, there's grain, but there's honey and sugar and a lot of other ingredients. So what determines it? What if the grain is not so much, but there's a lot of other ingredients there? The minaga olam in general is to always go by all the ingredients. And that's what we paskin here. But let's say by how many cookies makes a mizonos? Makes an alamichya? So generally we measure the cookie. We don't measure the grain in the cookie. The Mishnah Berurah writes in one place. I'm not sure exactly why, but that's the minaga olam. Minaga olam is to do that to determine if you ate enough for a bracha achrona. But here specifically, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Kasu achronim, source number 6, Tim achlo levado, tzarach sheyochal shir, shachar magim lespo, mena levado. If I only ate the pasul b'kistin, I have to eat the amount of pasul b'kistin that normally people eat. Tim achlo im basar odvarim acherim, but if I ate it with meat, or other things, shemalaftim bo'apas, that I eat with bread, sagi, kishayochal shir, I only have to eat the amount of pasul b'kisnin that people usually eat with all the other food with their meal. I don't have to eat the amount of pasul b'kisnin for the whole meal. If people eat a little bit of pasul b'kisnin along with all their other items, chicken and vegetables and everything else, then that's good enough. And I have to bench on that even if I ate not as much, and even if I ate more of the other foods, even if I'm not satiated just from the pasul b'kisnin, I'm satiated from all the ingredients together, that itself is count. That's all not only the Mishnah Berurah, let me just mention two other sources, then I'll take the question. Rav Moshe Feinstein mentions this as a chumrah in his tshuva about Sheva Brachas. Rav Moshe has the tshuva, which he wrote, discussing, you know, usually if you're part of a zimun, also recently in Daf Yomi, you're not allowed to leave before the zimun. If you ate with somebody, you can't break out, you can't leave. You have a chiyuv to be part of the zimun. But if you go to a wedding, you have to stay till 1 in the morning for Sheva Brachas. So most people don't. But how do you leave early without violating any halacha? So Ramosha says, what do you do? So Ramosha suggested, I won't eat so much pasta bava kisna. I'll just eat all the other food. Says Ramosha, doesn't help. That's still called kviyas su'uda. That doesn't help. I'll give you another option, says Rav Moshe. But that option doesn't help. He says at the top of the question. Is there any way to leave before Sheva Brachas? So he says on line 6, after 2, 3 in the morning. You have to get up for work tomorrow. You can't stay. Okay, table 5 is going to leave now. So let's all do a Sheva Brachas. They're not going to go for it. And the family of the Chazakala definitely don't want to go for it. You know, if everybody's a... So what do you do? If you want to only taste a little bit, okay, fine. But if you eat the amount that people eat at a suda, you're not going to eat the bread. You're just going to eat the crackers. You know, in the basket on the table, they have rolls, they have crackers. I'm just going to eat the crackers, along with the first and second and third dish. Right? That's that. Says Ramon, doesn't help you. All the ingredients combined. For the kviyas suda definition, amount. Well, any aside, you could cover suda, so sheshul varacha modi rechazamazon, af sheochal na'am imenu, etc. So Ramosh is heter in this regard is just to have in mind before you start that you're not being mitzaris, which is a little tricky because you're not allowed to be nena, call a nena, misudas chasan, without being mahanahim, you know, it's not good. So you have to like be, have in mind, I'm going to be mitzaris for the suda and make him happy for the hilchas chasan v'kala, but I'm not going to be mitzaris for hilchas brachas and hilchas kfiyas suda because I want to leave early. So that balance, where emotion says that's what you can do. Meaning before you wash, have in mind, I am not going to be staying for the mitzaris to the Shavuot brachas for that regard. That's Rav Moshe. But again, Rav Moshe says it. The Mishnah Berurah mentions it. And one more. I find this source fascinating, and that is the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan. When did the Aruch HaShulchan live? At the turn of the previous century in Novartek, Rav Yechiel Michal Epstein, one of the greats, and he screams about smorgasbords. I don't know what the smorgasbord looked like in Novartek in 1900. But I'm sure if you would see, I know those from the New York area, Marina Del Rey smorgasbord, I don't think he would be happy. But the Aruch HaShulchan in Source 9 talks about this. He says, sometimes people go, in Baruch Hashem, I think in most smorgasbords, they put, the caterers put bread out so you could wash. But what's his problem? He says, we eat the size of 5 meals, and we don't make it, we only eat a crack, we don't wash. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, what are you kidding yourself? Eat a little pasta b'kis, and then eat all that other food. Of course you have to wash and bench. Well, I say, so he says, V'dasha kama g'dolam tzachu k'kruchya, al mashit is pashit b'dorenu b'chol medina, in every country. Sheba'ese is a simcha orchim shulchanim kama mine dogim, kama mine basar, v'ochlem pasta b'kisnim, v'yochlem b'lo netilas yodayim, b'lo amotzi, v'rechaz amazin, ela b'birchaz mizonos. So l'tom ala nechya. And then they eat the meal afterwards. Va'ochlem harbe ma'od me'aglus kos v'hameyachala ha'afuy al shemen shekorin boimil chala. There ain't shum safek b'zeh shetzrichin litol yedeyem v'amoti brechaz amazon v'afilim yizarush alechol harbe me'apas. As all the other poskim said, even if you don't eat so much of the bread, mikol makom odas ha'gedolim shebisif ha'kodem imsavu me'alifton, right, if you eat, even if you eat, even not, but just eat a couple of beitzim, but Hamon Am eat plenty. Chalila lasos kain. Efshar limchos. He says elu chotzim ba'ochlim b'liachana, etc. So besides the end, right to the end, b'hu rachum yichaper avon. Okay, but either way, the Aruch HaShulchan says for Hilchos Brachos purposes, if somebody's going to eat a lot at a smorgasbord, then just wash beforehand. If you can have any mizonos, if you can have any pasul of a kisim, which we didn't define what that is yet. If all you're going to have is meatballs and hot dogs and sushi and other things and meat and deli and Hilchos Derech Eretz is an issue, but Hilchos Brachos wouldn't be an issue then. But if you have any possible kisnin, then it's an issue. But that is all, number one. Yes?
So if I have like one pretzel with a lot of things, like I have to wash?
Is a pretzel possible kisnin?
Okay, let's say four, and then I have to bench.
Is there a minimum amount? Again, it's the minimum amount that people would eat with this type of meal. So one pretzel might not be the minimum amount. It could be one of these thin crackers. It has to be, I can't be like a crumb. It has to be the amount of pasta b'kisnin that people usually eat with this meal.
I have a case when people are like carrying in like the crackers and like to eat other stuff. It's like that, whatever stuff adds up.
So you have to know how much. I don't know how much. If it's a little herring, I don't think it's a problem. A little herring and a piece of kugel, I don't think it's a couple of plates full, you know, is could be an issue. Yeah.
Do you wash on the pasul of the kisnin?
Yeah, you wash on the pasul of the kisnin.
Not on a piece of bread.
You don't have to. It's pasul of the kisnin. If you're kaveh suda, so far we spoke about, we don't even know what pasul of the kisnin is yet. So we spoke about the amount of it. Then we're going to talk about what it is, and then we're going to talk about how you eat it. Yeah, no.
So if you are not sure of the exact amount, and is it like a bracha b'kala? Do you wash and then you come and then bench?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, by your washing, you're basically saying, I am being kovei suuda. So I think it's okay. I think to err on that side is not a problem.
It's not dependent on
you. I'm saying, but if you're washing, so you're, I'm assuming you're going to eat a nice amount. And therefore I think it could be okay. Yeah.
After you had in mind that you would be start the chatuna and the suda, are you able to like wait till 1 in the morning for that? Like, is it too late?
If you had in mind not to be mitzaris, but you ended up staying there, could you get a bracha at the Sheva Brachos? Right, that's so So Lamaisa, if you ended up staying, then I think your Maisa is Mavata El Dibur. And you know, you showed that you ended up being the star. Yes.
What if you have like one of the five greens that you don't make Mazonos? Like, but you have a lot.
Why wouldn't you make Mazonos? What do you mean?
I mean, if it's like in greenware that's like a tafel.
Mazonos can't be tafel.
Even if there's a tiny bit of it?
If it's, there's the toaster says a brachas, if the mizonos is only there to hold the other ingredients together, like meatballs, you put a little flour in meatballs. That's the licorice controversy.
Right,
Rabbi Neuberger says, I think, to make a mizonos on licorice. I think most say shahakol. Most say shahakol.
So
I go like the vinagolam, generally. Most say shahakol on licorice. That's what? Schnitzel versus onion rings. That's a big shiloh.
And,
no.
And
okay, we can have another shear on that. But that's
all
right.
Well, you're going to eat more if you have just shahakal or
what? Okay, next. So what is Pasul Bekistin? So there are three major shitas in the Rishonim, and all three are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, if it's any of these three, so then you have to be choshesh that it's pas and not pas l'abakisnan. But it's all, you have to be choshesh that it's pas l'abakisnan and not pas. What are those three? So Rabbeinu Chananel and the Aruch, quoted in various Rishonim, we'll see them all in the Shulchan Aruch in source 11 in a second. But Rabbeinu Chananel, another Rishonim say, a dough filled with other ingredients, literally. Pas, habakisnan, it has like a pocket. So a dough with nuts inside, with honey, with sugar, with spices. So a pie would be pasul bekistin. Pizza, according to this, could be pasul bekistin. It's a dough with sauce and cheese and other things sitting on top. It's a regular dough that has inside of it or on top of it other sweetened, other ingredients. That's definition number one. A bareka would be in this category. Assuming it's baked and not fried, right? Something deep fried is not pas, right? Donuts, you could eat a lot of donuts, but it's not going to be pas l'abakistin because it has to be baked. It's also part of the rule. Bagels are soaked, but then they're baked. So you go by those second ingredients. That's why bagels are at least pas l'abakistin. That's number one. Number two, the Rambam. The Rambam Shita is that the dough itself is kneaded with sweeteners. Not that it's dough which has other things inside of it, but the dough itself is made with sweeteners. The Rambam says in source number 10, Isa shalasha bidvash, o b'shemen, o b'chalav. Honey, right? Oil, chalav, o shi'iri b'amine tavlin, or you put spices in it and you baked it. Hi anikres pasul b'kisnin. That's pasul b'kisnin according to the Rambam. But there is a very important ha'ara on this Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch, just to go ahead for a second. Source 11 quotes the two opinions that we just said. Yesh befarshim, pasa asui kimin kisim, mamala mosa dvasho sukar. There goes the mushke, the mitavlin. Right on the bottom of source page number 3. Right, it's inside. Inside of it, number one. Number two, yesh omrim shi'is tashir badvasho shemen. That's the Rambam. But look what the Rambam adds. V'yesh omrim shizanikra pasgomor ela imkin yesh bem har betavlin odvash kimine mitika. This definition is only if there's enough sweeteners to affect the taste of it. If you have sweeteners in the dough, but it tastes like regular bread, so then that is not possible of a kisnin according to this Ramah's understanding, and therefore you would still make hamotzi on that automatically. It has to affect the taste of the dough. This is the issue behind mizonos rolls or mizonos breads. Most poskim say there is no such thing as a mizonos roll. I should say many. I should say most. Many poskim. Rabbi, Rabbi Shachter, Rabbi Willig, for sure. Rabbi Forst has three pages about this. I gave it to you from the Rabbi Forst Sefer on Brachas, page 5, 6, and 7. The fallacy of mizonos bread. What's the issue? Number one is you can't taste the difference. So what is baked with apple juice instead of water? So what is baked with something else? You can't taste the difference. The Ramah says it's only possible to kiss it if you can taste the difference. You dafka bake it with apple juice so you don't have to wash. But that doesn't help. Number one. Number two, even if you want to say it is possible to kiss it, generally, most of the time when you eat these rolls, is just to get you out of washing, but you're being koveya sud on it. If you're koveya sud on pasul b'kisin, you have to wash anyway. So miman of shach, most of the time, it doesn't help. On an airplane, it's a big problem. It all says on the package, mizonos rolls. You should wash. Right, because, again, you have a little water thing. So, you know, you can be makel on the, how much water you need for the washing, and, you know, you have to, if you go to the bathroom, go to the bathroom. But either way, that's what most posts can assume. That's what Rabbi Four says here. The reason for the popularity is that this practice is nothing more than convenience. In today's busy society, people have difficulty finding the time to wash and recite Berachas HaMazon. Okay, you might say, Yisrael Kedoshim Hein. I think I've quoted this in the past. Ez Hashem, everybody's here next year, we'll have a shiur on Erev Pesach, Cholis v'Shabbos. Next year, Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. Talk about Shalosh Shudas on Erev Pesach. It's by 10 Shalosh Shudas by 9 o'clock in the morning. But anyway, so Rabbi Schwab, many posts say, you split the meal. You have one meal and you split it. Rabbi Schwab says, I can't do two meals so close together. Why? I can't bench twice so close together. Just bench twice. What's the big deal? He says, I can't. I can't bench twice so close. It takes so much out of him. So maybe it's all Kedoshim Hein. They can't bench, you know, that often. So they have to have the mizonos. But either way, many poskim say it doesn't work. Because either you're eating it it doesn't change the taste. And even if you want to say, oh, maybe it did, but still you're being Koveya Suda. Rav Asher Weiss, he has about 6 shuvas in the second volume. I gave you part of them in source 9 and 10. He's Melamed Tzchus. He says, often the mizonos rolls are like at a kiddush. You're going home to eat, you're running in, you're saying malos, sometimes at a simcha, at a bar mitzvah, you're going in, you're coming out. And he says, he thinks they dafka make it like this in order not to be koveya suda. So he's not bothered by the difference in taste. He thinks any bread that you dafka make not to be koveya suda on is going to be pasul b'kisin. He says at the end, Torah is still on the airplanes because there you really are Koveya Suda. That's purely for convenience. You don't want everybody to go wash in the bath. The whole plane would. So, but he is Malami Tzchus, again, against most other poskim in terms of that. But this is all having to do with definition number 2 of Pasul B'Kisnin. That's number 2. Let's just do the third one. Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon quoted at the third day in the Shulchan Aruch, and that is, where are we? Where's the third definition? Ka'avim yaveishim b'kosis d'nosam. They ain't calling biskons, crackers, we would call them. Something thin and brittle. That's pasul b'kisnin. Bread is soft and mushy. Pasul b'kisnin is thin and brittle. And the Shulchan Aruch says, halacha k'divrei kulam, shalakalei ilo advarim. Halacha k'divrei kulam. You give all of these the status of pasul b'kisnin. Meaning if you have any of these, you consider a pasul b'kisnin and not pas. So those are the 3. So if we would stop here, yeah. So a sweet roll. What? I'm saying a sweet. So sugar on top is different. That could be a regular roll and just added stuff on top. But if you bake it, what happens? Those in the Five Towns area know there's something called zamek's challah, which might be called zamek's cake. But use it. So that's probably could be pasul b'kisnin. But kavazgan number 2, but if you're kaveya sud on it, so then you're kaveya sud on it, so you wash. So you can wash. What if you would eat it as a snack? They make it as a challah. It could be on Shabbos also, everything has more different chashivas. But again, there are different minhagim, as we'll talk about soon, between Sephardim and Ashkenazim, as we'll talk about. There is, though, one other... Yeah?
Is the Shulchan Aruch saying that all 3 shittos think that the other one is not the most thing? I mean, it could be that according to Rav Haigon, the Rambam
would be pas. Oh, could be. So he says we're machmir to, we assume that all 3 are pas level kismet. And they're all in that category. But there is one other point to make before we, according to this, pizza is pas level kismet. Pashtus. Right? It's example number 1. And therefore, if you're not koveya sud on pizza, so then maybe you make the zonos. Nothing to talk about. Any pie, berekas, anything. But there is one other Shulchan Aruch, one other point, and then we'll talk about the Lamaisa examples. Shulchan Aruch says in the next source, 13, Pashtida. What's Pashtida? Some type of dough that you make as a meal. You put meat or chicken or fish in it. It's not just like sweeteners like nuts and stuff, which is like a side course. But nefes betaner bebasar or bedakim or begvino or with cheese. That's hamotzi and berachas hamazon. Why? Isn't that a classic? That's example number 1. explains the Mishnah Berura, afilu b'delo kavalayu, even if you weren't kovei asuda, why? That's a meal food. That's not a snack food. And if something is a meal food, it's made to be the meal, then you make a hamotzi, even if it looks like pasta baba kismet. And this Shulchan Aruch gets us into a lumdish question, which again has a lot of nafkaminas. And the question is, and this is the basis for a lot of different menhagim, are the three cases in the Shulchan Aruch just examples? They're just examples. They're examples of snack food. And therefore, if they're examples of snack food, so then if there's something that looks like that, that's not a snack food, you're going to make hamotzi on it. It's not dafka these three. Or is there something about these three specifically that they are possible of a kisnin? And then it doesn't matter if they're eaten as a meal food, right? It's not with meat inside of it. It's not the main. So there are three specifics. So that question we see throughout the poskim as we will see. So let's get to some of the lamaisa ramifications. Matzah. What brachah make on matzah? So Ashkenazim make hamotzi, Sfardim, most, many, make mizonos. Looks like category 3, pasa baba kisnin. So maybe you would say, if I eat it as a snack, I should make a mizonos, like the Sfardim. So why not? Well, most Ashkenazim never eat matzah. Right? We don't eat it as a snack. It kind of looks like a cracker, but matzah is made to be a meal food. So that's probably why the minhag of Ashkenazim is to make a hamotzi, because it's made as a meal food. Sfardim make hamotzi on Pesach. Some of them use soft matzahs. But even the ones who would eat the hard matzahs, some of them could be, because it could be Pesach gets in chashivas. Because on Pesach, it's a meal food. Rav Avadia writes in a tshuva that's, you know, mizonos, because he thinks it's a pasul b'kisnin. Rav Asher Weiss writes in those tshuvas, there's a couple of them in a row, he thinks that it doesn't, like, if it's a cracker, it doesn't matter how many you eat. That's not a meal. It's crackers. You know, sometimes if there is a child that has 20 cookies for lunch, is that his lunch? Like his mother would say, oh, I see you ate lunch. Or the mother would say, oh, I guess you had cookies instead of lunch. There's a difference between the two. So Rav Asher Weiss says, if it's something that would never be lunch, it doesn't matter how many you eat. And if somebody eats a whole box of Stella D'Oro cookies for lunch, you still don't have to wash. Even though that's right, that's enough to be the shear for Pasul Baba Kisnin, doesn't matter because he feels that it's a snack food. And therefore, pancakes is a good question. Pancakes is a good question. That has to do with the batter also. Hopefully we'll talk about that if we have a chance. But again, what? They're put, that's a question whether, no, it's on the thing. It's on the griddle. I don't know if it's a loose batter. But that's what, so Rav Asher Weiss is machalik between matzah and crackers. Between matzah and crackers, number one. Number two, let me just talk about two or three other cases. And then you'll, because matzah is made as a meal food. Matzah is made as a meal food. Cookies, cakes, as I just said. And according to many in that tshuva, it doesn't matter. Cookie and cakes, as much, again, others argue. Others argue, why would others argue? Because others would say that it's this issue. Do you go by these as examples, or these specific, these are just examples of snack foods, then cakes and cookies are snack foods. And they'll always be possible of a kismet. But if it's a meal, I'm saying, and then you might make, it's never eaten as a meal, but it could be instead of a meal, and that would not be called kfiyasuda. But if there's something that's eaten, let's say some crackers are eaten with other food, crackers are eaten with the herring or something like that, if there's those types of crackers, then maybe it could be different. What about pizza? So many poskim. I gave you Rabbi Willig in his Hakdamah, Mordechai in 15. I gave you Rabbi Belsky. Many poskim say that bizman hazeh, pizza is hamotzi. When I was growing up, we made mizonos. And I don't know, as I get older and we re-research the sugya, it seems like that's what most poskim say. Pizza is a meal food. Pizza is lunch. Or supper, depending which country you're in. And, it's not a snack food. And therefore, it's like that Shulchan Aruch, about the Pashtita. And that is why, even if I eat a little bit of pizza, It's bread. It's not pasah b'kisnin. That is what many say. If you hold of it, though, you also get a kula. A soft pretzel. A soft, big, one of these big soft pretzels. That's basically the same dough could be as a sweet challah. You have to wash on those. If you wash on pizza, you don't have to wash on the pretzel. Because pizza is a meal food. A pretzel is a snack food. And therefore, you go by what it's made for and how it's eaten. A calzone, one of these big doughy things with a lot of stuff inside that you go out to lunch and get the calzone with a lot of dough, that could be a meal food. You could probably wash on the calzone. A croissant, that's tricky. Remember, Rabbi Sabalowski once told me he stopped eating croissants because I'm not sure. Right? I don't know if he died. That was years ago. But a croissant, like some, you could go to Dunkin' Donuts and get like an egg on a croissant, so it's kind of like acts like a roll. But on the other hand, you could eat a croissant like a rugelach. So like it's a snack. So it's a little tricky. A little tricky. But again, the pizza, that's what, again, most poskim say. Rav Asher Weiss, in those tshuvas, he has matzdik the minhag for four pages of those who make a mizonos on not a ton of pizza. There was a shmua, right? Less than two slices, B'shem Rav Moshe Feinstein. It's not written anywhere. And they say that. I remember growing up with that. Less than two, but if you have two slices with a french fries, so then it's mistares. If you have less than two slices, if you're just eating a pizza on the run, then one can make a mizonos. If one has that custom, so Ish Miyam Alismach, they say that B'shem Rav Moshe. So right before the shiur, I called somebody to find out, is it just a defense of the minhag, or is that what he says you should do? So I got confirmation that he says, yeah, he says if it's just one slice, you can make a mizonos. But again, it's against most poskim. Most poskim assume it's a meal food, and therefore one would make hamotzi and the what? Rav Moshe, the Shmuel is less than two slices. Rav Moshe says make a mizonos. But again, it could be that, I don't know. It could be Rav Moshe has specific definitions. I don't know, did eating habits, maybe 50 years ago, eating habits were different. They would eat pizza on the run instead of going out for pizza for lunch. So you don't know. You don't know. But either way, there are those that say that that one would make a mizonos, but I think most poskim say hamotzi. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Yeah.
Where does the snack food thing come from? Meaning, isn't there still a possibility of kitchen? It's just if it's a meal food is automatically used
for one? I think it's the same svara. Meaning if it's made inherently as a meal food, even if it has properties of pasul b'kisnin, we're going to treat it as a meal food. And it's a meal, period, always. So a snack food, it could be the opposite. Even if it looks like pasul b'kisnin, and therefore if you're kaveh suda, you should have to wash. But if it's inherently a snack and you're eating it as a snack, then it's always going
to... What's pasul b'kisnin? I mean, if meal food, you have to wash always, then...
Something that's eaten with the meal, but it's not, you know, it's not a meal by itself. Not a meal by itself. Most of those are eaten like that. Those aren't the main courses. Those are side dishes, the ones that are given. Yeah.
So cakes wouldn't be inside.
Cakes would be, Rav Asher Weiss in the Tshuva says as much cake as you eat, as much rugelach as you eat, you would not, I gave it to you, you would not wash. Right? You would not wash because he thinks on the bottom of page 9. Aval b'rugelach v'ugo shokolad, la'olam in kovan aleim suda, eim avarchan aleim amotzi, afim kav aleim suda, debat la'daito. Right, and he says the same thing with his mizonos rolls, but he's just not sure. He's unclear about the right on the airplane because then you're dafka being kovei suda. Yeah.
Does it depend like what time of day you're kovei? Like if you're kovei suda 3 times a day, and then you just have like
which food?
Even something that could be like kovei suda because it's not a regular kovei suda.
Well, like, certain things I think you go by what most people do. Is this a meal food? Is this a snack food?
So it doesn't depend like if it's a regular time.
I'm saying if it's like the questionable possible kissing kind of thing, so then. You know, then I probably, you could be mako in terms of how you eat it. If you eat it as a snack, then you can make mizonos. Again, we have to wait, but we'll have another share about some in Yanni Hilchas Brachas, about, you know, talking about how much, what about the different types of croutons? That's very tricky. You have the bread croutons, you have the little tiny bread croutons, and you have the cubes croutons, and regular croutons, even if you eat a whole bag of the regular, you know, Osem croutons, you don't have to wash. Those are deep fried, right? So those are... Those are not possible with Kistan. Yeah.
Matzah crackers, like the smaller ones, still considered the same as the...
Crackers?
Matzah
crackers.
Still considered like matzah.
I don't know. How are they made?
Like
Again, you might, if you call it matzah crackers, if it's made as a cracker, just what they call a matzah cracker. You have breadsticks. Breadsticks you don't have to wash on. Right? You can call it breadsticks. Bagel chips. Bagel chips. So again, now we're getting off the topic a little bit. These are also like what's tzuras hapas, what's not tzuras hapas. But again, it's important to know exactly. Brachas, maybe we'll have another shiur about various types of hilchas, brachas, you know, unusual cases. But this is a little bit about pasul b'kisnin. Again, so there is some wiggle room in terms of some cases. But in general, this is what seems to be what most poskim say in terms of a number of these cases. Okay? Let's stop. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, you can have a breakaway. If you had in mind, not to...